These are conversations I rather hate to interrupt, but I'm going to. Three things, just walking around, listening in just a little bit, watching you at work. These are three big prompting questions, aren't they? They don't lend themselves to short, quick, easy answers or stories. Second, they're big enough to where for some of us it's a little hard to talk about these things with one another, though we know in our hearts we want to and need to talk with them about them with someone. We'd want to help you with that if you want some help with that. Third thing about those prompting questions, they're real. They're very real to life, aren't they? I want you to keep them in mind as we move to share the supper with one another. A big part of the Christian life is learning how to share with one another, to take the time to do it, to take the risk to do it, and to find healing thereby. Now, on your tables, you have drink, you have bread. You're going to serve one another. You're going to take your time doing it. There's really no wrong way to share the Lord's Supper, so don't get hung up on that. But here's the general approach we're going to take. I'm going to say a prayer as a general blessing to the supper. Then I'm going to ask one of you, if you will, to begin the sharing at each of your table. Share the bread and the drink with the person next to you. And then take a piece of bread, if you're that person, and dip it in the drink and eat it. When you're finished, move on to the next person alongside of you until you've made your way around the table. If you wish to bless the person verbally, say something like this: "This is the body and blood of Christ for you. This is the body and blood of Christ for you." Silence is okay as well. Let's pray, and then one person at each table begin the sharing. Our God, we thank you for people like Thaddeus who remind us that you don't really have to be remembered very clearly by anyone in order to be a servant of God. We thank you for the way he embraced what had to feel to him to be a lost cause until he began to live into it and to discover that it was life itself. We give thanks as we begin to share the supper with one another for the life of Jesus Christ, lived for the sake of all of us and indeed all people in all time. And we pray that as we eat bread dipped in the drink, that you may remind us that Christ reveals himself to others through us, particularly when we embrace his kind of life, the life of self-giving love. Bless now the supper, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Begin. completed the supper. Thank you for sharing the supper with one another. Thank you for sharing with one another. And may that sharing continue past this morning into the rest of the day and into the days to come. We are a community of people. We are the people of Jesus. And we must learn to trust one another as well as Him. I'm going to invite the worship team to come and take its place here on platform. I'm going to ask you if you will join me in prayer, and then we will move into a time of potential response for you. If you wish to follow Christ as your Savior today, come speak with me and let me help you begin that journey. If you wish to become a member of this church in any of the ways we receive members, I'd like to start that conversation with you as well. If you have other needs that you want to put on the table and have prayer about, you come and we'll talk. In the meantime, let's pray. Our God, we give thanks for this morning. We give thanks for someone like Thaddeus, and we give thanks for one another, even as most of all we give thanks for Jesus Christ. We remember on this day His willing sacrifice, not just on that day on a cross, but back deep in eternity when He determined to come to us when we could not find our way to Him. We ask now that you take this time of formal response, that you use it to work in our hearts to help us make whatever decision you're calling us to make. And we pray this in the name of Christ. Amen. Would you stand?
In the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean, singing how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall end.